Welcome back to Break the Narrative.
We hope y'all had a great week, and we are back with some bullshit and shenanigans. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
That's the intro.
That's the intro.
Wait.
We just had this conversation.
Sorry.
Y'all need to stop playing.
Welcome to Break the Narrative, y'all. We hope y'all had a wonderful, wonderful week.
Yes.
We're back with another episode. It's our Valentine's Day episode. We have some special guests in the motherfucking building.
There's no
Valentine. God damn.
There's no M in that word.
But I do say Kroger's.
Oh shit. Put an S on the end of everything.
He country.
Do you put a the in front of it? The Kroger?
Okay.
That's old
people. The Kroger's?
That's old people.
Anyway. Welcome back, y'all.
Yes. So, as we said before, in preparation for Valentine's Day coming Friday, which we will be releasing the episode on Valentine's Day, so it's perfect. We have some special guests in the building. You know, it's always good for us to kind of have people chime in and get a male perspective, because I know y'all be feeling like we, you know,
us women
feel the way that we feel. So we want to always make sure we branch out and make sure the masses are heard.
But you know, remember that song, "If This Is a Man's World." But it'd be nothing.
What?
Without a woman. Like, I feel like that's true. You're like, right. Men cannot survive without women.
So. I agree.
I agree with that.
You know, look at that.
Do y'all want to go, like, around the room? Like,
yeah. So we're about to let you guys introduce yourselves. We'll just go around the room real quick.
It make me nervous, so I just need to know if it's happening.
It is. I feel you. He's trying to anticipate when his turn.
Yeah,
when
his turn.
I know what I'm saying, how to get you.
Okay, let's go around. Go ahead, Louis.
Just the name, or do I have to like throw my...
You can say whatever you want. Just introduce yourself.
All right, so my name is Louis. You can follow me at Louis_Fleet13 on Instagram.
Fleet.
And this should be a fun one.
Cool. And Louis was here for our Black Men Don't Cheat Bitch episode.
I'm glad I wasn't here.
And what we learned is that Louis is a cheater.
That's not true. That's not true.
Okay. Anyway, next.
This is Ralston, one half of the Down 5 podcast. You can follow me at Ralston_Down5. I also have a mixtape out right now called Winter. That shit is fire. Go check it out. It's on YouTube. It's free.
It's free, cause you know.
You spell winter the regular way, or it's like Y. It's like W Y N T.
No. It's just like the season.
It's just straight winter.
Oh hell no! I hate Chucky.
That shit hard.
No, that's scary. Okay, next.
I go by Jacob Monroe, R&B artist, man, from Detroit. Down here in
D-Town.
Yes sir. Follow me at IG. What is it? Jacob Monroe Music on all streaming platforms, man.
I was on. Hey. I'm drunk.
You gotta get ready, bro.
Oh, my God.
Right. Hey, this is your boy, Boxman. You know what I mean? Follow me on social media. Box Get Busy. Spelled the regular way. No than that extra shit. I'm the illest nigga wherever I go. Holler at me.
All right.
Hey.
And of course, you know us. You're
this
wonderful.
This intro was way cooler than mine, bro.
It was. Damn.
You know what?
Sorry,
you've been doing that shit a while, right? Man, I want to say some fly shit. I want to say some fly shit. Damn, like you already. Like in my shit with you already.
Right.
You know, rappers always be like, you already know, even if we don't know.
But you know, he had more time to think about it than you did.
You went last.
Because he went last.
Fuck.
All right. I've always heard like up and coming artists say that shit.
Oh, you already?
You already know.
You no, already
we don't,
know who
sir.
It is.
We don't. We have
exactly.
no idea.
Like,
who
you already
are.
Know
no.
she boy skis.
No. Y'all know what's so crazy? We literally have three dope artists sitting at this table right now. And
thank you.
I just want
I
all of y'all to know that y'all are so
I'm not one of them.
Amazing. Yeah, Louis
and
isn't
we
one.
We have to link after.
But you're good at whatever your craft is.
Yeah. I could dress.
Okay. And you always smell good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. That's big. True. That's big.
Yeah, that's big.
I heard they call you Ranch.
You have to.
Oh,
you talking about smelling good shit.
I heard they call you Ranch because he be dressing.
My daughter says that.
I'm just saying.
I think it's like bacon ranch or some shit.
No, let me tell you. Let me tell you. As someone that's part of the 250 plus committee, you gotta smell good in these streets.
Yeah, straight up. You have to. You're right.
He said you right.
No, because I saw on Geico show on MTV, it was like, you're a big boy, you got to either know how to dress, you know, be fly.
Hygiene is important.
Or smell very, good.
Hygiene's important.
I know, for everybody.
That's a great topic. Now that we're talking about Valentine's Day.
Hygiene's important.
Yeah. It's a must for you. Because
you don't want to be out here.
All right, so who's single and who's in a relationship?
Right, see, I'll go first. The reason why I ask that is because if you're single,
yeah. And then if you're in a relationship, how does it differ when Valentine's Day comes up?
So we can go. Just ask that.
Well, no, because it matters.
Because it matters, right?
I guess because everybody got a different perspective.
Is that a point you was single one time and you were in, and you was in a relationship at one
point? Okay, so you want to answer for both?
So it doesn't matter whether you're in a relationship or single at the moment. You should know how to answer it, right?
Well, no, she's saying, is Valentine... Well, so
we're
I guess
in
the
your
answer
current
is,
situation.
Yeah, with Valentine's Day coming up, I feel more pressure than someone who's single, I think.
You know, right.
Because I have a...
Well, you're engaged.
My fiance. Yeah, and I'm engaged, so I got to... I feel like I have to do something. I like to do things just because I want to, not just because they tell me to. But if you're single, obviously, unless you got some chicks you rocking with, then
okay. So we're gonna go around. If you want to answer both, that's fine. If you don't,
y'all gotta go last all the time.
You don't go first.
Go first.
You got no fly shit to say.
You know that up north niggas be so cocky.
Chill, don't do that. That is true.
Yeah, New York.
I love up north. That's my type. So Noah's shut the fuck up.
So basically,
if you're single and when you're single and when you're in a relationship, when Valentine's Day comes up,
she said it again.
How do you feel? Like, is it more pressure when you're in a relationship? When you're single, do you just like fuck? I'm just fucking a bitch. You know, I'm like wine and diner. Like, what's your outlook on it?
Don't do that, yo. Me personally, I don't get pressure at all. I'm not big on holidays, you know what I mean? So Valentine's Day, like when you rocking with a shorty, a lot of shit is expensive around holidays. If she really on the same page, y'all do some shit the day before or the day after. So y'all can save as a couple, you know what I'm saying? That Valentine's Day shit is extra for me. To me. I don't do all the extra shit.
And single that goes for, or that in a relationship.
Exactly. And that goes for any holiday.
Okay.
But what if she feel like you wait in the day before or the day after because you got another bitch that you're trying to hang out
with? Okay. She needs to get her insecure ass on schedule. Oh, she needs to be on point. If she's feeling that way, come on, man.
I mean, it's got to be devil's advocate. I'm just saying. You know somebody's going to say that.
If you feel as though that I'm doing this, that, and the third, like, what are we doing? Like, if we going to rock together or we not? You can't. If you going to trust me or you're not, you can't be halfway. You know what I mean? We can't be fucking raw and then you think about me cheating on you.
Hey now.
I'm just saying. Because if you trust me, I can't cuss him. I'm sorry. So what y'all talking about?
No, he said.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it went right there.
For real. Like,
straight to the grain.
For real. If you rocking with somebody and y'all not using condoms, but you think he cheat on you, like, you either trust him or you don't, right?
That's true.
I mean, I don't
know. If you trust him, then you shouldn't be using no condoms. And if you don't trust them,
well, you might want to.
But to your point,
yeah, herpes,
do you
man.
Trust them? But do you trust them?
Just talking. I get what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But in order to get to that point, she would have to actually feel as though he's doing. What is he doing for her to feel that way?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it's the day before or the day after, why? You mean to tell me just because I chose a specific day to get you something?
Well, that I means... saw somewhere. I'm not going to say where, but I saw somewhere that somebody asked. Someone that they knew to come cook for them because she's like a really dope cook or whatever, and she was cooking for his girlfriend / fiance one day, and then she was meeting this nigga at the hotel room the next day and doing the same shit.
Well,
I'm speaking on a I'm just saying, like, so it's not, just... like if you choose a different day to do to celebrate or whatever, it's not like you're not gonna be with your girl on Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? So if Valentine's Day Wednesday and I get paid Friday, we having it Friday. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to go crazy
fair
to
point.
Have right. it on Wednesday because everybody else are.
Yeah, you're right. That's a fair
but
point.
But we're still going to be together on Wednesday. It's not like I'm going to be with somebody else.
Well, you should definitely be with your girl on Valentine's
Day. Facts.
I think y'all are talking. Yeah, if he's not with her, that's some shady
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, then that might be a whole different conversation.
Odd. That's odd. I mean, if you're not with your girl on Valentine's Day, that's odd.
If you're working.
That conversation on how to do that and how to make that happen.
I mean, you're working, okay, but.
How to make that happen.
Oh shit!
But I really think we gotta kill this side chick shit. I'm kind of over it.
The side chick shit?
Yeah, I just think if you a man, bro, just be real about your shit. I used to fuck with three girls at the same time. They already know what's up. I'm a real man. Like I'm not finna run around. You know, prior to my fiance, of course. But I'm just saying, like the side
it's
chick shit.
Game,
it just doesn't make any sense, though. You're a side.
It's not dangerous.
What do you mean?
Everybody
she a
knows.
Side chick. You know
I have a different opinion about
at
that.
At least
but I'm gonna let you
one
ride.
Woman.
I want you to expound. I would love to
one of
the
three is going to be upset with.
But they can't be because he was honest.
I'm a, yo, and straight up, if you don't,
fair.
And straight up, if she's saying.
So if you're upset, then that's something that you need to handle. You need to look within side self and
but
figure
also,
those emotions
also,
out.
Also,
because
she doing it.
Also, self said, be prepared. Also, be prepared if she say, well, I'm rocking with somebody else. You got to be able to take that shit on chin like.
Facts.
Yeah. Don't be sensitive,
nigga.
Man.
No,
don't but
be sensitive. I'm not a boxer. I ain't taking shit on these
shit. If that's your side, you shouldn't even. It shouldn't
give
even.
That's not even a conversation.
Saying,
like, that's not even a conversation.
Because what?
People just put too many emphasis in side
shit. I've told y'all this shit before. I blame Scandal
it
for that shit.
It should be the cheeks and it should be
I
my
blame
eyes.
Scandal for that shit.
Side bitch don't
side mean. Bitches think they somebody because of Olivia fucking Pope. That's why.
Man, that ain't been on in how
long. No, but remember the old side chicks? The old side chicks wouldn't even speak.
Me neither.
The old side chicks, they would never call you how
right.
They never ask nothing.
Let me get deep on y'all. Let me get deep on y'all, though.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Are you in a relationship? Yes, pause.
Jesus.
All right, I gotta
get
real with y'all.
Let me get deep on y'all.
Is it? Let me get deep on all y'all.
Hey,
pause. Box, my bad, man. All right,
and I'm next to him.
Yeah, sorry, man. All right, are you in a relationship if you have a side chick? No, because I think a relationship is monogamous. You're not really in a relationship then. You're cheating. You're just a cheater. I mean, I don't know. Am I true?
I feel like that's
to have a side chick, you have to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
You have
that's
to,
why I say
you can't
I want
be
that
single
shit
with a side chick.
That don't make sense.
You the side nigga.
But I get what he's saying. Like, if you're stepping out on your relationship, then what's, like, you're really not in a relationship.
Oh, are we speaking
because
metaphorically?
Because mentally, you're not there.
If I have car keys, I have to have a car. So... Honestly, I can't just be walking around with keys saying, oh, but I don't have a car. But you got car keys.
Facts.
So you have to be in a relationship to have a side chick because that's why she's the side chick.
Yeah. Well,
can we cover
you could call it. You could call it what you want to. You know what I mean? It's still a relationship. And some people have open relationships.
That's true.
True.
She do her thing, he do his thing.
I feel
that she don't come back
home.
But the difference is that everyone's aware in an open relationship.
Put him over here.
Really?
I stood him up on purpose.
Getting back to on the topic at hand, single or in a relationship, I think people, we put a lot of stock into Valentine's Day.
People do.
And for the most part, Valentine's Day is a day where people with fucked up relationships show the world that they're in one.
Ooh, ooh. Mm. Do y'all want to know the real origin of Valentine's Day?
Mm. Yeah,
it's a massacre, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
it was murder. It was a murder on that day.
Yeah,
like so, sexually or
no? Like 14
actually,
people were murdered.
It was like a combination of both.
Yeah.
So Valentine's Day originated in Rome. I don't know how to say the name of the feast that they were celebrating. Lupercalia, maybe. They sacrificed a goat and a dog, and they would whip women with the skins of the animals that they killed.
Wow.
And they also had a matchmaking lottery where they would put the names of women in a jar and then like men would pick the names and then they had that woman for the night.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, but guess what?
What
that
if you
shit
pull...
is kind of dope.
What if... No.
Y'all
have
to...
No. What if you pull
bad,
the wrong name?
Nah, they all gotta be bad. You can't be having no...
Because what if you pull the wrong name? What if somebody pulled Tiny?
I mean, this
they
is
all
like
gotta
ancient
be
Rome.
They all gotta be bad, though.
They had poor hygiene.
What happens if you...
I don't think it really
What happens if you pull that name and it's Tiny?
Name out the hat, bro.
Okay, hold up. They put the names of the women in a bag, and then we, like, all right, so if we were here and we were women here, they put them in a bag, we all pick, and we get her for the night.
Mm-hmm. We pick the whatever woman we put pick out
of. It was a matchmaking lottery.
Yeah, but you don't know if it's
no, but it depends on the
You
gotta
have 10 bags.
Yeah, but you don't know. You don't know that.
Yeah, you do.
First of all,
but hold up. What you think is bad is not what I think.
First of all, this
bad.
Is Rome. Yeah, we gotta take that into account.
This is like Rome AB.
Yeah, we gotta take that into account. People have fucked up teeth and shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Y'all,
people have bad hygiene.
You also gotta take into account they was used to that shit. So back then, that fucked up teeth.
But also, niggas
have hygiene. But still bad to them.
But also, back in that time, niggas was dying from the Black Plague. And all the Black Plague was is washing your damn hands.
Okay, listen. Next question. So, how do you feel about people being depressed about not having someone or feeling special on V-Day?
I think that shit normal. I see it so much. You know why? Because I tell you why. They promote it so much. Like y'all said, it's just like
Valentine's Day. Because it is a lot of women.
We put so much weight on it. Yeah, so people be like, oh, I don't have
anybody. And I feel like some men too, low-key, even though they probably not going to admit it. But they do.
I think it has. I think it's heavily, it's heavily influenced by media. Social media like takes everything to the next level.
Right.
But I think Valentine's Day, for the most part, people feel like that because of the shit that they see other people doing.
Bingo.
Like somebody's proposing to someone on Valentine's Day.
That's a horrible.
Somebody You at work in your cubicle. Horrible. You see your coworker get a dozen flowers brought to her desk, and you mad as shit.
And now you
so
mad.
So like those shit that happens. I think it's perpetuated by somebody posting something online, somebody having, you know.
I feel like if I'm with somebody and he made me feel special every day, like, it doesn't matter.
Valentine's Day wouldn't be important. It wouldn't be important.
I think it's normal to feel that way. There's nothing wrong with being like, yo, yeah. I'm kind of lonely. But that's the problem. You know, people ain't willing to kind of.
Because I know this one girl, like, today, she was at work and she was just like, I fucking hate that this weekend's Valentine's Day. I ain't got nobody down. I was like, bitch, shut up.
But,
like,
but you know what? But you know what? But you know what? That she probably feels like that on other days, too. So it's not. Not just Valentine's.
Then now it's just amplified.
I'm feeling like it's like lack of self-love too.
I agree with that.
Me personally, for the simple fact that a lot of people feel like they need somebody to feel
that
complete.
Void, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To feel complete. And like I talk to people, they were like, oh, I never go out to eat by myself, or I never go this place by myself. Like, you need somebody to
these
things.
I eat by myself.
Right. I go to the movies. I go
all the fucking time.
Because I'm comfortable with being by myself. Because I'm the only child. I don't have no fucking siblings, so I don't fucking care. I can be with a person,
and
I can be away from somebody.
And I agree with you, because you have to.
Yo.
You have to be able to, like, love yourself and accept your own company. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people.
For real?
That shit makes no sense to me.
Self love.
It's like a crock of shit. It's like somebody that maybe can't find anybody or doesn't want to put. You know what I'm saying? It's like self love. What the fuck does that mean?
So what do you say?
He has a point to a certain degree.
But what do you say to the people who really dislike themselves? So what about the people who have really, really poor self-esteem and they really just don't like
it? It comes from somewhere, though.
But wait, how do you feel?
Usually,
that's some narcissistic shit. To love yourself is some narcissistic ass shit.
No, it's not.
You ain't gotta love me because I love me.
No, not saying it like that. But just,
that's how people say it.
No, but no, that's not what I don't think
you feel it, bro.
Right.
Okay. Help me then. Like, help me.
So it's not self-love to the point of narcissism is not what people mean by self-love.
That's not what they mean.
I think what they mean by self-love is projecting that you are comfortable in your own skin.
That's
you are comfortable in your own skin, and you can walk around and not feel traumatized by the fact that you're not in a relationship. Because you are that comfortable with yourself that you're like that.
Because you feel, because like this person can say, like I can say, man, I'm cool, man, I ain't tripping, or I love myself. See, I mean it in a different way, but you may take it as if I'm being narcissistic or all of these things. So that's your own interpretation.
But you know,
what
a lot
you
of
feel is what my meaning is by it.
But you know what people say when you see things like that and it bothers you and you don't like that. It's something within yourself that you're projecting onto other people.
That could be true.
And to piggyback,
we all got insecurities, but I just don't understand.
Nobody's perfect.
No. Yeah, I just think. So even with that, if you don't understand, you don't have no insecurities.
No, so even
so what? I say everybody got insecurities. You don't have any insecurities.
Not that I can think of.
But
from up north, that don't mean shit.
Yo,
I'm from up north.
Yes, it does.
When you say insecurities, you meaning like flaws and shit like that?
Yeah, like...
Because everybody have flaws, but it's like when you're comfortable with them, you don't really consider them insecurities.
Well, your flaws are going to
be... But then that's not an insecurity.
But all of that is about self-love.
How did you agree with him? Like
with the self-love?
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, I'm curious.
I feel as though self-love... Yes, self-love is important, but at the same time, we're not here to be isolated. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that, too.
So, yeah, you can love yourself when it's time to, but I'm not about to be going to the movies and all this shit by myself. That shit boring. Really? I like laughing with people.
But
I can go to the movies by myself.
But
in order, that shit is boring to me.
I think to piggyback on what you're saying.
I would rather, if I got to watch a movie by myself, I'd rather be in my crib just watching a movie.
That's true.
I'm not going to the movie theater to watch a movie by myself.
I think self-love in that aspect of it, you can love yourself and be comfortable in your own skin, but you have to leave room for yourself to be loved as well.
Facts.
I honestly
leave some space there. I feel like that,
all of that honestly is mental.
I just want to
self-love is mental, man. It's what you portray it is. You know what I'm saying? So I can go to the movies and not feel like it's more for me personally. I love
movies, right? That's,
you know,
like a
saying?
Hobby.
I do too.
Yeah, so I love going to movies. So it all depends on the person.
Yeah,
true. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, he don't fuck with the movies,
right?
But he may do something else. He may play the fucking game. He may do something else.
I know. I go drink by myself. I go to a bar and drink by myself.
I'm just giving an example.
I write rhymes by myself.
But I'm saying
that count for something.
That's a creative time.
That can be considered therapeutic.
Right.
So me being comfortable, like, shit, I'm about to go. If I'm hungry, I'm about to go get something to fucking eat.
Right.
If I'm interested in this movie, and I know that this person may not like this type of movie, why would I pay for her person to go to the
cinema? Or they gonna go to sleep?
Girl, I'm dating. She does the same thing.
Obviously.
And she goes to sleep in the movie.
At the theater?
Hell yeah.
She's going to go to sleep in the movie. So
you know what I just said?
Yes.
You know
what I said? That's lit. That's lit.
That is.
That's super lit.
Run that back.
But I'm going to go. Listen. I'm going to go to the movie.
Hey,
Alicia is sucking
dick.
Me personally.
First of all, me and Alicia used to work at a movie theater. We've caught people sucking dick in a theater.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It happened.
Did you catch her?
No.
Fuck no, nigga.
I'm gonna go see a movie I already
seen.
I'm about to get my dick shot, I'm gonna go see a movie I've already seen for the dollar. So I'm not gonna go to no motherfucking movie that I want to see and get my dick sucked. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I don't want to miss shit. I'm gonna go to the dollar show. You know what I'm saying? Drive in, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can see it again.
Well,
but I don't want to pay. I can get my dick sucked when I get off.
No, he's saying like, if I see what
you're saying. I'm just saying, if I'm watching a good movie and she wanna suck my dick, I'm not gonna be like, yo, chill.
No, I ain't gonna stop her. If she do it, but
yo, chill.
I ain't gonna stop her. You know what I'm saying? But shit, you know what I'm saying? Like.
Yo, chill. Hold on.
Babe, hold on. Captain America about to pick up that hammer, nigga. Hold on.
You fuck around and you're saying you zone back. You recline that bitch. Don't get in the fucking seat with the recliner on it. And you
like, I missed the movie, yo.
I wanted to go ahead.
I
don't
take
you nowhere.
I
bet you we're not complaining.
Yeah.
I went ahead, but I don't want to go to jail.
So how do we go from self-love to dick sucking in the movie theater?
Because for me,
Alicia did it.
She
brought it up.
Hold on, let me bring it full circle. To go back to the question about Valentine's Day. I think the purpose of feeling depressed on Valentine's Day is because it's not that you want to feel loved. It's that you want other people to see you feeling loved. You want other people to see you receive something.
Get loved.
You want to flex.
Which all goes back to mental.
Right. You want to flex.
All of that is mental.
You want your coworkers to see that your man sent you some flowers.
And guess what? I did this status. Relationships ain't for everybody. But y'all ain't ready to have that conversation.
It's not.
When y'all see people
say, I think there are people that hate to be alone.
I think everything ain't for everybody.
To that point.
That's true.
To that point. I want
to
elaborate on that point, though.
Relationships not being for everybody and then bringing it back to the self-love situation.
I feel like relationships my enemy.
You have to have a certain level of self-love to be in a successful relationship. Because you end up being toxic to the other person.
But
I feel like
because you're not you need to have that level of self-love so you know when to walk away.
We can definitely have that conversation.
So that's not being in a relationship. That means
Like, you got to be able to balance. Like,
but, there but has having to be... that amount of self-love in a relationship means that all you want to do is prepare yourself to walk away from it.
That shit talks
what?
To
but I,
that's
I
what
know.
It is.
Wait.
I don't agree.
What you said, what you said was you need to have a certain amount of self-love to be in a relationship.
I want
to
put it...
But if you have enough self-love, that's literally just preparing for you to leave.
No, I mean in a sense of being able to give love. Like you said, you have to be able to open yourself up to receive it and in order to give it. But if you don't love yourself, how can you properly love somebody else when you haven't figured out the love of the one person that you are born and you will die with? You are you from the time that you were born until you leave this earth.
I'm up and down with that.
There's that's nobody right. there's nobody
yeah
more.
I agree
people
it's
that
like
have
cliche,
it, it is
but
I agree.
People that have that what? Mentality that they don't love themselves and they want to be in a relationship is because they feel like if they can make somebody else happy, then that's gonna make them happy.
But I love this
that's
shit.
Like looking for somebody else to complete you.
But I love the shit.
But you should be able to do that on your own.
Being single.
Well, I love
it.
Can we put a pin in relationships ain't for everybody? Because I want...
Just to clarify, I feel like self-love can be overused. So just to condense it down, I feel like self-love is being comfortable with yourself. And a relationship is not a necessity.
Facts.
Okay.
It's an option.
Come on, Jacob.
Make that a lyric.
That was real smooth, yo.
You got to make that a lyric.
That's
a bar.
That's a bar, bro.
And that's what it is because a lot of people look at things like, oh, I gotta have this or I gotta have that. When you have that mentality, like, you know what? If I find love or if love comes to me, I'm okay with that. But if it doesn't, I'm okay with that.
But when you go searching for it, is when you end up in fucked up situations.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you press for it, like, I want that. I want that. You know what I'm saying?
But I just wanted to give you a better understanding.
I see that other side. Yes. My thing is, what you just said about searching, all right, this is how I feel about if you want to be in a relationship, it's like you got to work for it. And people be so, I hate when people be like, you don't search, don't go, let it find you. You can't. If you don't never go out the fucking house.
Well, they don't mean literally.
Yeah.
Well, I used to think, you know what?
The perfect woman is not going to drop your food off and be like, hey, I'm going to marry you too.
This is
you,
not a romantic comedy.
But I used to think that. It don't work like that.
My granddaddy used to tell me all the time as a little girl, he's like, you the prize.
You the prize.
Girl,
and I'd be like, ooh. He'd be like, you the prize. Them chickaboos, you the prize. And I'd be like, all right. He's like,
yeah.
Oh,
get
your shit away. And
what
I do?
Get your shit away. God damn it.
I feel like society.
I get that thing right away.
I get that shit away.
Here.
Right. She threw that shit out like scorpion.
No, I did not. He took it.
I think society kind of put like some unwritten ground rules on like what relationship is supposed to be.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a lot of relationships can fail because I feel like the person that you wish should be your best friend, y'all should be able to talk about anything and everything and be comfortable with that. And see, what a lot of people don't do, they don't date anymore. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. People talk for about 2, 3, 4 months.
Dive into relationships.
And then like, oh, let's go ahead and be together.
Yeah.
And then when you be together with that person, now you're starting to find out shit about this person that you should have found out before you made it official.
Right.
To see if you were able to even deal with that or not. You know what I'm saying?
Courting has become a lost art.
Well, people do suppress parts of themselves.
But that's why...
You ever been with a motherfucker for 3 years and then one day they be like, bitch, shut... And you like...
But that's the point of dating.
Talk to me like this.
But that's the point of dating.
After 3 years.
but that's what I'm saying. That's the point of dating.
So you got to throw the bitch out first.
Society has... Oh, y'all been dating for...
But this is the problem.
Y'all should be together by now. Or y'all should be this. Or y'all should be
that. No, that's not their time.
But that's what I'm saying.
Right, that's not their time.
Yeah, so you're using that time. I'm still getting to know this person. So by the time I get to know my dislikes and my likes and I'm able to deal with this person the way we are able to deal with each other, then when we make it official, it's on our own time.
Right.
It's when we are both
it
ready.
Feel like magic.
It's not premature. It's not the fact, oh, we're
this
not going to let
the
double.
But that's probably why the divorce rates are so high, because people just jump into these relationships and then jump into marriages and then it's like, you don't even know this person.
You don't know.
But this really is how I feel. Anybody?
I feel like too many people.
I'm going right now.
I feel like too. Listen.
I'm like an alien. He's like, I've never met anybody.
I feel like too many people. I feel like too many people, especially women, they allow outsiders to always come into their relationship. Like, home business is home business.
But you invite the men.
And that's what I'm saying. So I feel like, and men do too. A lot of men act like bitches nowadays. A lot of men are like women nowadays. They get to talking. You can be fucking with somebody and he want to motherfucking go tell the world. Like, my nigga, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? But I feel like women, if a man hurts you or whatever, instead of trying to work that out with him, they go tell the whole world, their family, whoever, and then that fucks up shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't know how to communicate, and that's where it starts.
And we ask for advice for something that we should figure out for ourselves. Mm-hmm. You ever be on the phone with somebody and be venting to them, and they try to offer a solution, and you get pissed off?
Right.
Like, Right. You know,
we also ask for advice for people that are not qualified to give it.
Right. Okay.
If I need to lose weight, I'm not gonna ask a fatter person than me what do you do to lose weight? Bitch, you're fatter than me. I don't know what I'm asking you for.
I've always said this, like, when people, if I have any friends asking for relationship advice, I tell them this: I'm not in your relationship. So if you come to me and be like, "Yo, we want to have a threesome," y'all might be cool with that in that relationship. I can't give you no advice on that. That's what y'all can handle. Whatever y'all like, I love it.
Hey, you sure they'll give you a threesome?
No. I love you, baby.
You saw how disappointed he was?
Hey, he folded his arms.
I love you, baby. No.
Did you All right, ask? Next.
Bruh, she already made that very clear.
I'm just
I know. Well, my previous relationship was all about that. We had it really fucked things up. We had an open relationship. She was open. But when I got with her, I told her, you know what I'm saying, this is what I come from, and I want to know, put it on the table, let me know what's cool and what's not.
Yes, so
I
don't front. That's the first question he asked.
No. Like, nah, nigga. She said, nah, we good. I'm not sharing it with nobody. We good on it's mine. No, I was thanks. Like, all right, cool, that's what's up. I mean, I just got to accept that.
But see, that's what I mean by when you're dating. Now, that could have been something like, all right,
a red flag.
I ain't fucking with it, or I can tolerate that. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome. So, like, I had to take the good and the bad. Everybody got red flags, though.
And that's what I'm talking about as far as getting to know that person.
That's why courting has become, I just said it, courting is a lost art. People don't court no more. I think people don't date. Nobody courts. Nobody.
But I court all the time, man. I stay courting.
I don't even think people do the whole thing that people used to do, where you stayed up late at night talking to somebody on the phone, or you would send them messages at work and shit. Nobody do that shit no more.
Bro, we got social media. I'm on Instagram.
If I haven't fucked in a week, bro, that's a lot of time.
I think that staying up late and on the phone and all that shit, I think that's some high school.
You sound some taken ass shit.
But even as an adult, you'll meet a chick that's just that, has that effect on you.
How many times have y'all been in love?
Ooh. Oh, you start. You start.
I want to say twice.
Okay.
I want to say twice.
How old are you?
26.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually been in love. Sound about right. I would say.
Damn,
I say twice.
Damn, I gonna sound bad, bro. Fuck, man. I
thought
you
were
real.
I don't want
hoes out here. My homie's like, yo, that bitch be sucking dick. I'm like, I love her, though. I don't know. I'm like, yo, she sucked the whole dick. I'm like, I love her, though. My first love.
My second love, my third.
Alright, I've been in love like five.
God!
Alright, I've been in love like five.
Your girl like, five, damn, nigga.
Right, about five.
Now get to the fucking point.
Okay, but wait though. Well, my fiance, I finally reached that maturity to be like, yo, that shit wasn't really like in love. Like,
okay, so you've grown, you can see the difference.
Yeah.
So in the moment.
Yeah, I was like, I fucking love her, man. I fucking love her like that. Yeah.
You know, I really like you. I love you.
My homies be like, bro, you a lame. Like, he's like, you fall in love with every bitch you meet. Like, I used to be that when I was young, like 15, 16. If I talk to you for a week, I'm like, damn, I kind of love her, bro. She's kind of.
Yo, when you got your heart broke?
Oh, fuck.
The first heart.
That shit made me savage.
When was it?
When I was 15.
You didn't learn from that? First time?
What do you mean by
learning? Well, he was still a kid.
What I'm saying is, I got my heart broken. I was dumb young. I was like fucking 13.
Damn,
listen.
I know what he's doing.
I really felt for a chick that was a thot. and that made me savage. Like, mm-hmm. I'm still savage, yo. Like, I'm you still are, savage. Like,
I don't look at that like
learning. You know how I get down.
But you hold up.
But I don't.
But listen, I still remember that vividly. I don't remember how it made you feel.
You didn't even have enough time to really understand.
He remember how it made him feel. Remember what Maya Angelou said. You may not.
You never forget how that made you feel.
That's
facts.
Right.
And that was 13. I don't remember motherfuckers in high school. I remember shit when I was 13. You see what I'm saying?
You never forget a feeling. You never forget, you feeling. You never forget how somebody made you feel.
I chased it. I didn't. No. What did I say? Pause again? Did I say pause again?
I love you, DJ.
You just going against the game.
I don't. No, no, listen.
I didn't pause. Know what he said.
Wait, hold on. This is what I mean. I chased that feeling. Like, I wanted it again. Okay. I didn't, like, learn. It didn't, like, I didn't bump my head.
So,
and
he
like,
wasn't focused
okay.
on the heartbreak. He was focused on.
I was like,
on
I need it again.
Like, the good
was,
feeling.
And I tried to get the that high. First love butterfly yeah. feeling. And I was yeah. like, yeah. I can't yeah. fucking get it. I can't get it. I just tried so hard.
Love is
it
a beautiful
the,
thing.
It was the
I stayed away from it.
It was no, it wasn't about the love part. It was about the heartbreak part. How you felt.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to go back
it's
to
like,
that.
It's like, it's nothing.
Watch this.
It's nothing physical. It's like, you can't like,
yeah.
take some pain medicine or something. That shit is
it hurts.
It's in the
yeah.
So how you think you make women feel when
watch this
when
though.
You do that
hold
shit?
On, watch this. How many women have been in love with you?
Ooh. I hope they all have.
You be dragging it.
No. Listen, man. Hey,
stupid.
You get some
ass
hey, don't ask something you want to...
Everybody.
That's deep, bro.
I feel,
I don't
I
think
hope
everybody.
But I'm
back.
Saying, if
nah,
you know how you felt when you hurt somebody,
yeah.
then think about how many people you...
But guess what happened? When
but
I hurt somebody,
I never put
anybody
in that position.
I
don't put females in that position. Like, we're not going to be together and shit. I'm acting like we're together. And you come to the crib and I'm smashing on your friends or some shit like that.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying?
On friends.
I'm just
I mean,
saying.
You could be working in a different
listen,
way.
Listen,
but yeah,
listen. I'm, no, like, I'm not, I don't get into relationships like that. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't be in relationships. If I'm with a female and we interacting,
I know.
That's what it is. Huh? It's not nothing more than that. It's not.
You don't want to be?
I know you know.
Say what?
Do you want to be in a relationship?
Because you
nah.
love to smash and
no.
God. Well, shit. That's. See that,
but this is,
that shit.
This is what I'm saying, and she would know from the door what's what.
Yeah,
it won't be on no shit like I'm selling her a dream.
But they still
no.
trip.
No, okay,
though.
Then that's on her. She got to get that
but
shit.
But I'm just
together.
Saying, right? Don't they still
you feel
trip
me?
Though?
Some do trip. But
I'd rather
at the same
you be
time,
transparent with me. Like,
bingo.
See, women say that, but they don't.
I learned
really
that the hard way.
A lot of women say that shit. And yes, they be all in their feelings, but then they stupid bitches. Like, I don't fucking know.
And I mean, but that doesn't mean that the truth doesn't hurt.
True.
Yeah.
So,
how does
you
it
can...
make you feel for a guy to say, "I just want to fuck you, sexy"? I'm not trying to be with you though. Like,
if I want to fuck
see,
that nigga,
you
know what?
You probably get cussed the fuck
you
out.
Said too
no.
much. You said too much.
No.
Well, you just said
no.
way too much.
You can't
say
no. it like that.
Wait. Let her answer this.
Because
how
that gives me the choice. So now, if I choose to continue to deal with you, I knew.
Does it make you feel less than? Like
no,
man, like,
no, because that's all niggas want anyway.
And that
nah,
makes you
yo,
too
that's
fuck.
Not nah,
true.
Yo,
no,
nah, it's a
that's
difference.
Not,
it's a
no,
difference.
Bro.
You
no, that's
you telling shorty what's what, but you're not being that blunt about it.
But
you
initially,
not, is,
okay, so look, you not, see somebody walking down the street.
But that's what they're saying.
She
they
bad,
want.
Right?
That's
yes.
what you're saying.
Initially, where does your brain go? Nah, I want. She's a nice person. I bet you she's really sweet and articulate, and she reads.
You want the cheeks? Yes.
Okay.
But
so
I'm not gonna say straight up, "Hey, I want the cheeks."
But we know what it is.
True. But
y'all
want
to lie too, but
females
not
don't want you to say that. Yo, that's like disrespect.
I mean, have some finesse, but be honest.
Oh, okay.
True.
No, have the finesse.
I agree. Like, you're not about to just come out and be like. I mean, I have had some new. Like, man,
I'm
gonna fuck the shit out of you. Like,
okay.
Like, but
true.
I know
you can't do that.
She's roll up her sleeve.
But
not
but hold on,
time.
But you would
that's
only,
not working
but you would only react that way if you want to fuck him too.
Yes,
only.
Right.
Only
if
yes.
a nigga that
girls
you don't
so
know if you want to fuck,
right.
he got to finesse his way in.
He got to finesse his way in.
Agree.
If you're not
if
sure,
he ugly is disrespectful.
No, because
if
because
he fine, it's
because
all,
because
he
women is disrespectful. No, because no, because we've all heard this. We've all heard this. Women know within 5 seconds if they're gonna fuck a nigga or not.
Is that
that's the truth? That's the truth. That's the truth. No, it's true.
I can see somebody and I'm like, I
could
fuck him.
It's true.
You can be like,
you can see that. Like, I look at.
It's true.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
It's true. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you could look at a nigga and be like, I'll fuck the shit out of a nigga.
What?
Like, or,
wait,
I'll
now us, we see anybody and be like, I'll fuck
someone
anybody.
But what,
right.
gives, wait, what gives y'all that, like, what makes you think that?
Because you just know.
It's
like,
electricity.
It's
what we're attracted to.
If you're attracted to.
It's chemistry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not science. Even chemistry sometimes. That's fuck science, chemistry, nigga. I want to fuck.
Oh, physically.
It's the same, yo.
Stop banging.
Any woman that does that is purely physical attraction. That's science.
But see, the thing is, the reason why you... That's wild. The reason why I see it's foreign is because you don't... It's more portrayed on the guy always wanting to be the one that want to hit and want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The women be...
A lot of these women is savage now.
They be one of them
They y'all know, y'all want dick just as much as you want pussy.
I know that. Too. You feel what I'm saying?
Wait, no. Women like, do not think about sex as much as we think about sex. That's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit.
It's not. That's
not. Women, I love when people be like... Women be like, I think about sex just as much as you do. Shut the fuck up. No, you don't. I think about sex all fucking day. I gotta be at work like, man, I wonder when I'm going
to. You think women don't do that?
Women do this.
Wait, why? You think women don't do that?
Yes. Y'all think about sex all day like we do? I wake up hard, bro. Do you wake up hard? Is your dick hard when you wake up? See?
Hey, man,
what's wrong with you, bro? Is your dick hard when you wake up? See?
Hey, I know that dick is hard as fuck when
First of all, I know
that dick is hard. Everybody be like that when you wake up.
I know damn well that you've been sitting at work and you've been sitting at work like, damn, I'm going to get some dick today. I know y'all have.
Maybe once or twice. Y'all ain't thinking about
Women think about it.
Women, what they think about.
I can be washing my hands like, that's kind of feel like if pussy was water.
Wow.
But you know what's funny?
You like on your own.
This
like,
is the crazy thing.
I can't afford to talk about sex. I gotta eat at some point. I gotta do other shit.
Bro. Like,
it's just me. I gotta work to do.
But I think this. But you know what's funny?
I got groceries to buy.
But guess what?
Yo.
This the funny thing.
That's what the fuck I be sitting.
I only want.
By the way, I've only been in love twice. I know y'all didn't care to hear that answer. Because you
Yeah, y'all.
Oh, the next
love. Oh, y'all started. Y'all started.
I'm ready to do
it. Bring it down. Everybody hype. Bring it down.
If it matters. If it matters.
So since we've diverted to the topic of sex anyway.
Sex is on the menu.
How do y'all feel about people doing extra above and beyond shit in the bedroom on Valentine's Day? And what do you feel is extra?
Yeah, I was going to say clarify.
It should be some. I mean, if you are willing to go above and beyond in the bedroom, it doesn't have to be on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Bingo.
Okay, but people do it for Valentine's Day just to be in the
bedroom. I don't want special occasion pussy.
Yeah, I'll be
I definitely don't want nothing that I ain't been doing.
I don't even get.
I don't want anything that we haven't already been doing.
It's the same shit. No, it's not special.
You only gonna wear lingerie on February 14th?
What if she break out a swing or something that y'all ain't never
been doing?
I'm talking about something
like
that hasn't been done. You know what I'm
saying? But that's what I'm saying. Above and beyond.
Wait, so what you thinking?
I'm just saying,
I think everyone's looking at me right now knows that I'm not getting on no fucking swing.
I think she knows that ain't get on the swing.
Yeah,
it's for both. It's for both. The dude sit and she...
Like a seesaw?
Like the dude sit and she sit on top of it.
You're supposed to hold it.
It's
like
kind of
like
swing. I thought
you
swing
ass.
Yeah,
that's what
that
is. Oh, God, that's what I'm saying. I thought the way it worked is the male sit on the swing and the girl ride him.
They have a whole sex
like that.
This man almost...
Wait, can we talk about what we think?
I don't got a swing, so...
I don't got... Yeah,
oh, yes. Let's go there.
Y'all want to go around the room? Everybody?
Yeah. What we doing?
This is dope. I've been thinking about it all day.
What do you think about doing extra shit?
No. Since y'all don't feel like extra shit matters on Valentine's Day, y'all don't give a shit.
I said it was dope.
You said it was dope.
Yeah, but it...
But it doesn't matter. I'm just Valentine's Day.
Extra shit? Are you
so like maybe she's dressed
like
up like a stripper?
Or eating
or
ass. She,
no,
wait,
yes.
I'm just saying, see,
but that's what I'm saying.
It's like, see, hey, I don't eat ass, but on Valentine's Day,
not like that.
Yes. So
no. I'm just saying it.
That's not special occasion booty.
What you talking about?
Ain't nothing wrong with eating ass,
but
what no, there's nothing wrong with what I'm saying is.
So you eat ass?
Yes.
You are lying. I ate ass one time. You got the doodle. She been sucking that sucker for almost
45 minutes. She ain't do no damage to it.
This is the second one.
That's what I'm saying.
Motherfucker.
Yo, she was so good, we didn't even see her finish the first one.
Damn.
Anyway, I didn't mean to do it. It was like the gooch. Like, it was like, is that eating ass?
No,
it's not.
No,
it's not eating.
But it's right by
that's
it, though, right?
Yo, that's the tank.
I still don't.
So legs in the air.
It ain't that bad, bro.
How did you? It ain't that bad. I'm saying it was like
when
Some men like the S8, and that's their preference.
Did you like it?
No, not really. But I too.
Are you going
to? That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Why would you say
so that? You can understand what I'm trying to tell you.
Why would you say that?
Because I feel like lifting my legs. I'm not doing that.
Let's spin this shit into a positive.
Y'all, listen. Calm down.
What if his woman like to eat ass, and he just compromising for her?
Well, she doesn't, and I don't. But I'm saying, I
just let it go.
Let's let the ass eat it go.
Yeah, but it's like. You just jumped off the deep end.
So,
listen, y'all, some men like it. Like, let's let them like it.
That's cool.
That's a fetish.
I don't need to know all that.
No, I'm saying, if I. All right. What's the next one?
I get the reason why you said that. What he said, well, did you have a nigga?
I understand what you were saying, but you're going to two sets. We're not about to do this.
Didn't
we have an agreement before we started?
Okay, let's see, guys.
Let's get back on track.
Yo, the title of this shit gonna be wild.
Man, what y'all gonna call this?
Suited in booty.
No, we're not.
He don't wanna be affiliated with it. I ain't finna be part of no Suited Booty.
Alright, listen, next question.
Alright, making love.
Making love?
We gonna just, didn't y'all say y'all wanna
talk about making love?
We about to get into that now.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm thirsty.
Alright.
You got water?
Y'all want some Kool-Aid jammers?
Oh, that's fine. Water? Oh, no, I'm not taking your kids' snacks.
All right, so there, I posted a question on social media, and I said, what was the definition of making love?
So
we can go around the room and just, I guess, you know, what's your definition of making love?
Okay, so.
I know mine would be different.
Knowing the definition of making love is literally. You have to know the contrast. So we're talking about what the difference between making love is and fucking.
Right.
When you're making love, I think there's more passion involved. You're a lot more tender. You're probably a lot more gentle. You're probably more in tune. You're so stupid.
Why should be more than
this? All right.
Oh, he's not drinking that because you got
this. Hey, I'm trying to be cool, but he said, nah,
yeah, baby. You know, I'm trying to.
I ain't had sex in a year. Like, dead ass.
But eating ass ain't have sex.
I haven't did fellatio. I haven't did nothing.
In a year?
Serious moment.
Bro, you guys got in tears.
Over a year.
All right, you were talking about technically.
Serious moment. Okay, so. Making love usually requires it being more tender. There's more passion involved. You're more in tune with the woman's body. If you're a woman, you're more in tune with your whoever you fucking body. And there's a lot more, like, there's a lot more chemistry. It's more electric. Like, everything matters. How the room smells. How, you know, people look. What they're wearing. That's, well, because you. I told you a nigga. You didn't think about that.
Okay, so wait.
This guy's like, I need to make sure it smells. I need to make sure she got her fridge.
Because it's not just, do she got cramps? Making love is not just about getting a nut. Making love is about the experience.
Yeah. Oh,
what? It's the whole thing.
I'm confused.
It's about the experience.
Because you are a nigga. That's why.
I'm not a nigga.
But I like that. I get what he's saying.
Okay, time out.
About this all day.
Okay.
Okay. So my answer to my definition of making love Have you ever been in a relationship with somebody that you really love that person, you're really in love, and one day y'all have sex, and while you having sex, you forget about time, you forget about everything around you. You don't know if you've been fucking for 3 minutes or 36, and y'all both like come at the same time. It's like all there in tune. That's what making love is. If you can imagine that.
Okay.
That's okay. That's your experience.
I just made love to my fiance, man. Like fucking this.
She don't want you telling her business.
Bro, she don't want to hear. And we in tune with each shit. Other,
bro. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all getting married? Y'all supposed to be in tune.
But you know what I mean.
Next.
I feel like I'll keep it simple. It is the relationship between you and that other person, the connection y'all have. I personally feel like you made love to somebody. After sex, so when y'all had sex or whatever, and you cuddle with them, you don't do that with somebody you just fucking.
Agreed.
After I done hit some and
you
I'm
shut up. I'm like, nigga, you see
it on God, like you know, Wayne said something.
The Uber not outside.
Wayne said something that's probably so real. It's like soon as I come to my senses. Like after you hit some pussy, and you just be like, okay, bitch, why am I here? What you about to do? What
you come to your senses?
You know what I'm saying?
What you about to do?
But
I like somebody.
When you know you made love to that person after you're done, y'all, nigga, you still laying there with that person.
Okay.
You know you really you fucks with that person on.
What if you don't like the cuddle?
Didn't Cat Williams say that shit? Cat Williams said, you know how you know you really like a woman? You got to jack off first. And see if the conversation changed after you jack off.
True. I've done that.
What he say?
Cat Williams said, "If you to know you really like a woman, it's coming to your senses first. If you still want to fuck after that happens,
yeah,
I don't think nobody really wants to fuck after they come.
Interesting.
Yeah, not me.
So,
my God,
next,
appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, what's yours?
Thank you, bro.
Bye.
God damn. Hey, to me, I'm gonna keep it real. Simple. Making love, the definition of making love, first of all, you got to be in love.
Right.
And whoever you in love with that you're fucking, that's who you make love to. That's when y'all fuck, that's making love.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. Listen.
Every time?
Listen. Listen. The way what y'all describe, making love, you can do that with someone that you're not in a relationship with.
That's right.
I promise you can do that with somebody. You can lose,
have to be in love with that person, though.
You can lose
time. You don't
time.
Have to. I was going to say
you
that.
You can lose track of time. You can be in a moment. That shit is amazing. Mm-hmm. You can be somebody that you just met can be smashing better than the one you with. I'm just saying. And you're going to be in motherfucking heaven.
But that's devil dick.
That's
the devil
dick. But that's what I'm saying. It's not. I don't think.
My dick was trash. So I was
understand like, what I'm saying when I say this. I don't think making love
is a lot of years of.
No,
I don't think
making love. Shit. No, but listen, honestly,
let me finish talking, y'all.
This is my shit.
Do you think?
Yeah, you kept it simple.
It's super simple. I just think it's that. At the end of the day, when you with somebody, after y'all fuck, because when you with somebody, it can be a quick nut and go to sleep. The same shit, you know what I mean? And this, I think, it's more intense when you with somebody that you. Not really in a relationship with, because you want to impress them. Your dick harder than a motherfucker. This some new fucking pussy. Your shit barely get up.
I think the first time you fuck, it's tense.
Not her.
I'm just saying in general, like when you finally. Like when you first met Shorty before you smacked.
The first time you had sex
or the first few times, you was excited. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I had to kill it. When you come home from work,
well, I don't know about you because you're always horny. But when you come home from work and you're tired as shit.
Like twice a week, bro. Like I'm not horny like that.
Damn. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? When you're tired as shit, you come home from work and you just want to get a quick nut and go to sleep because you got to get right back up for work. Is that still making love?
No.
It's not.
So making love is only what? When you set the mood right?
No. Making love is it's the connection.
Making love is more about
it's
the experience.
Passion. So you can be connected to somebody that you're in a relationship
making
with.
Love,
but that connection may not be the same during the physical act, if that makes sense.
Understand what I'm saying.
If I let you kiss me while you fucking me, then I mean we
So that's
because I don't let motherfuckers.
So, but you, so
but that's different per person. Because everybody don't feel that way. I know some bitches that kiss everybody they fuck.
I'll say this. I don't think making love.
I think that's cool though. Kissing is very. I think you should.
I don't like kissing.
Kiss every girl you fuck.
Yes. No. And the reason why? No. Listen.
I wish a nigga would try to even. I'd be like, what the fuck is you doing?
First of all, for you to even get to that point where you want to stick your dick in shorty,
you should be able to.
You should be able to kiss her.
So if you don't want to kiss her, don't fuck her.
If you can't kiss her, you shouldn't be fucking her, yo.
Right.
If I can't see myself fucking shorty, I'm not even going to get head from her.
No, I'm just saying.
She can't even suck my dick if I can't.
But I'm just saying, like, you. I'm just saying.
See, some people let any bitch suck their dick. It's just a dick suck. Not me. Not me. If I can't see myself fucking you, I'm not even going to let you talk.
Because I would have eaten everybody's box.
The person I showed you, like,
this is my water, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Be careful, bro.
I think, and hear me out when I say this. Making love is not about sex.
No, it's not.
That's the thing. It's not about sex.
What are we talking about? We're having sex when we're
talking about.
But you can make love without act of intercourse. Wait. It's possible.
Nah, you can't. Okay, Our discussion is making love versus just regular fucking.
Right.
But you can. But I feel like
you're describing intimacy.
Yes.
That's different than making love.
That's not making
it's
love.
It's a heightened version of intimacy.
The reason why I asked this question is because we had a conversation and somebody asked me. He said, "Have somebody ever made love to you?" And I was like, "Nigga, no, fuck out of here." And then he was like,
"You should like get her hair pulled and shit."
But
I think that's part of it too.
I've only been in love one time. Because I've only been in love one time. Truly, deeply in love one time.
What I said.
And so that's the only
when you're in love.
Yeah, and I was in love one time, and that was with that person. But that was when I was 21. Ever since then, like, I have not even allowed nobody to get to that point. Man, look, nigga, fuck the shit out of me and get the fuck on. Like, that's just what it is.
That's very niggerish of you.
But that goes to show that.
Y'all like rough sex? I don't like that shit.
Oh, I do.
But I feel like you can a little bit.
He may be a more take your time.
There's an occasion that calls for it.
I mean, I'll mix it in there, but I'm more like a slow take my time.
Like, basically, you're saying you don't just fuck the shit out of a girl every time. I mean, every time.
Yeah, I mean,
y'all gonna get this man caught up.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
I don't cheat. I've been my fiance now for like 2 years.
And shout out, what's her name again? Amber. Shout out to Amber.
I just don't know. I don't see the point of rough sex, man. That shit kind of hurt.
Did you ever ask her how she liked
my fiance? Yeah, we talked about it. She liked to mix a little bit. I mix it in there a little bit, but I'm just saying.
As long as she like it, that's all that matters.
I like, you know. I know how it go. You stroking, you doing the circular shit, you kind of doing your thing. I like that.
Circular shit, the circle.
And sidewinders, bro. I don't like all this, bro. This right here,
I'm out of breath.
Me too.
But you know what's messed up is a lot of women don't like that.
But see, that's the thing.
I like to slap the nuts.
Like,
many women don't like
rough sex.
But there's a time and place. Women think there's a time and place, right?
There's no soft doggy style. You gotta smack.
No, not at all.
Soft doggy is riding a horse on the beach.
This is my definition. I'm not doing that, man. I'm giving out some tips. I'm sorry.
I'm super straight.
You cuff, spread, and then you just ease it deep. Ease deep. And
a
they
slow
come.
Stroke.
Like
so you're saying you slow stroke.
I'm about to come. I just want to come.
So basically, he's slow stroke.
When you come fast, like, not
ain't nothing wrong with slow stroke.
Y'all not coming.
Depending on how fat the ass is.
I'm talking about doggy.
Right. Yes, I
it depends on the fat, how fat the ass is.
If you from the back.
I mix it in there.
But you know what I think the issue with that is most Most.
The speed depends on the ripple on the ass.
A lot of women.
He's on to something. You're on to
something. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
That motherfucker get to doing this and then coming back.
If my ass is if the ass is hitting you when it keeps coming back hitting you,
God. Yeah. Got a double wave.
Yeah.
Bitch,
right now I'm going as fast as I can go.
I got no ass. I can't.
Got a double wave on that motherfucker.
That double wave,
the one that comes
back like this.
I'm a did you come guy. Did you come?
You can still be there.
Are you good?
But I was going to say, a lot of women.
I would know that.
Okay, but when you don't doing all this.
Orgasm off penetration alone.
All women don't. You're right.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying that.
Every woman is different.
That's what I'm saying. The jackhammer shit don't work all the time because a lot of women don't.
The jackhammer is the finishing move.
Listen. A lot of women don't orgasm off of penetration alone. Right. So that is not going to do it. You could be back there all fucking day. Right. It's not cutting it.
I'm not
going
to be back there all day.
I'm going to tell you something.
I'm just saying, when I'm back there, in that position.
Women come off head faster.
Is this certain?
So,
I don't like head for a long time. I feel like you're hitting me.
You have to have a good combination.
Do you hear this? Do you hear this?
Calm down.
Do you hear this?
Yeah.
It's two women. It's two different. They're both very different.
I feel like you have to have a good combination.
You can't go off of her and then fuck your bitch how she just said it.
Right. Absolutely.
She might not
and
like
vice
that.
Versa.
You have to fuck your woman the way your woman wants to be fucked.
Every woman's body is different. You know what I'm saying? They react to something totally different.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing.
At least you want to get goddamn thrown against the wall and shit.
Soft doggy?
I can't do the soft doggy. By the time I get to the doggy, she done already came. So to me, that is for me.
That's for me.
That's for me to get my nut off.
Mm. What I said, doggy is the finisher.
Yeah,
like you said.
That ain't my finisher. My finisher, alright, I only got two. No. My finisher is she ride it. That just always
does. That's your finisher?
That's mine. If I'm like, damn, I can't nut, I only got two ways. You can be flat on your stomach, or she can get on top of me. If I can't nut, I'm like, all right, let's try this, and that's going to work.
Man, I get that.
I always
from the back.
When you say,
I agree with you, though, because like I always can't have nut? An orgasm.
When you say you can't
it.
Nut.
And it can be you trash.
Are you...
Is my pussy broke?
I can't
afford that.
What?
It can be trashy.
When you say you can't nut, are you not...
No, because that's because you know your body and you know what you're doing.
Is it your stamina?
Trained to not come, or you just like is this not getting it for you?
All right, so we're having like a depth conversation. So for me personally, I don't want to turn that live on. I've never been that guy. I can only nut once.
Oh, how many people on the island?
I've never been a bad guy.
So I trained myself
from young age, from when I first started fucking. You better hold that first nut because
that's all I wanted to know. Yeah. Cause it's a difference between.
But sometimes I can't.
You gotta
lose.
go to the girl house.
You be trying not to nut, and you be like, "Damn,
that's what I'm talking about." Exactly. Because, but it's a difference between you losing it and then shorty just not.
Oh no, nah, like, that ain't that.
First of all,
the first nut got a mind of its own.
You gotta start fucking on nut two, so it would be behoove you to jack off first. Dango.
Now work for me. I lose interest.
But honestly, when niggas start to do
he kind of right, and your shit don't get as hard as the first one. That first
but
one,
you, that's what you mean. I say you in love. I would never lose interest.
I can't relate.
No, I'm saying
you can't say that.
I'm just saying sometimes. Right. Well, you say you lose the mood, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like, you know, beach and meats. Like, all right, well,
I think the thing is, a lot of niggas feel that with a woman, foreplay is always key.
Facts.
You have to.
Foreplay.
You have to.
Foreplay is very, very important. Because most of the time it is.
Not for me.
You're definitely a nigga, bro.
That's my nigga.
But I feel like it depends on the circumstance. Like, I feel like relationships, if we're talking relationships, foreplay is important. But if you just some nigga I'm fucking, then that's not necessary. Like,
because we know what's going to happen.
Do your job and go home. Goodbye.
Period.
You ain't kicking niggas out. You ain't even giving them a sandwich.
No, me.
You ain't gotta tell me that.
Damn,
So I'm like, get the fuck out. I'm already in my car. I'm like,
I'm not giving niggas
seconds. I still got my shoes on. I still got my shoes on. My shit is still on. I got slides.
All you gotta do is fucking put them here.
Look, nigga, you better be lock my door on your way out. I'm going to bed.
You're not getting it. You're not making
it. I got
to take home. You always want to eat.
I know.
I'm going to raid the refrigerator while you sleep.
For you to get the best performance out of me, I got to eat, bro.
That's a turn off, man. Girl be like, fuck me, and then I don't like that. I need to have a good.
I mean, but just like you said,
I got feelings.
Just like you said, niggas not gonna approach you like, yo, I'm trying to fuck. We not gonna do it in that way.
I got feelings. I ain't gonna lie. Hey, I'm not gonna lie to all your listeners. I'm a sensitive ass nigga. I don't like that shit. Don't ever try me like I'm some fucking.
I can respect that.
No, I don't. I know.
Wait, what was the question?
No, fuck me and leave, bitch. No, no. I didn't come in for that. I brought a bag.
I don't want to cuddle, but
you want to spend the night?
This nigga brought a bag.
I got my whole gym bag in the car. What are you talking about?
So you saying you bring your thought bag?
I have an extra. I have an extra.
I mean, if you drove a long way,
if it's just somebody,
it's an hour.
That ain't none of my business. If it's somebody,
another bag slides.
If I'm just beating the case,
these get slippery.
If I'm just beating the case, I'm getting.
I got another pair. Slides,
so we see how everybody's Valentine's Day.
If I'm just beating cakes.
Wait, men got whole bags?
Thank
you.
I didn't come to stay.
Right. No, you didn't come to cook dinner. You didn't come to cuddle.
You said you keep a whole bag. A man keep a whole bag.
Yeah, keep a whole bag.
I don't have no whole bag, bro. I'm bringing dick.
You gotta have hoes.
You ain't hoeing.
A whole bag?
He got a whole bag because he got hoes. He don't got no hoes. So you better have a whole bag.
Yeah, you can't have a whole bag.
When I have hoes, I have a whole bag. What bag?
Did you have a drawer in the house?
Bro, I'm washing my dick.
I had a drawer.
He's right though.
Yeah, whole bag whole shit. Bag?
No, but I had
women got the pink.
At
bag.
One
pink.
Woman's house, I had a drawer
with an extra pair of pants. And me, I'm a wash it, just a and I'm coming and bringing it.
Like,
and
I'm three guys, shorty,
and like 3-4.
Nah, but we just, right, I just fucked her.
Is she a jump off, bro? I don't give a fuck about none of that.
What you doing? Like, you got a toothbrush on?
I had a drawer in the house.
He's a sensitive nigga.
He's a sensitive nigga. You know what's the next nigga say his shit?
Y'all, that's exactly what it is.
That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
And you know where your shit would be?
I'm sorry.
I had a fucking trash in the trash. I wish you would leave.
I left my trash over there.
If you left a toothbrush, I'm gonna.
I'm sorry, I mark territories, bro.
You can do that.
I don't do that.
But shit, a real bitch, if she really don't fuck with you and you trying to mark your territory, oh, you can best believe, because I've had a friend, I've seen her do it. This nigga thought he was gonna be slick and leave a toothbrush. Oh, she threw that bitch in the trash. He came back with my toothbrush.
How would you leave?
I threw that shit away. Where's
same
my shit?
Same house. I had a coffee mug.
It's gone.
But why?
Hey, he would throw salt on somebody's
game. You might as well just move in, dog.
Hey, yeah. You live there. Is she not mine? Is she not mine?
Is she not yours?
I'm not marking shit.
Why?
If she not
he would be
man,
like,
he wanted her.
He's feeding his ego.
Your bag should be cleaned up to make sure you don't got
he's
no
feeding his ego.
I was definitely feeding my
he would throw salt on another man's game.
But he's feeding.
No, I
it ain't got nothing to do. It has nothing to do with anybody else. That,
I want a pillow talk.
With no other nigga. It's him feeding his own ego.
And when she,
I never do that.
When she sleeps, that's the case. And she go right to sleep. That's good enough for my ego. Right there, she slump. She good. I ain't.
Y'all
getting the fuck on.
Y'all never pillow talked about another dude.
No.
Pillow talk about
absolutely not.
You see what I'm saying, bro?
I'll just ask.
No, what he's saying is, have you ever told a female something about another nigga to make her stop fucking with
to deter her from?
Why would I care?
That's terrible.
I don't care.
But he didn't say that it was just like some random bitch. He's just saying, have you ever in general?
No, I'm saying, why would I care enough to tuck him down on another man?
To trash another man? That's a woman now.
If this nigga come to beat the cakes after I beat, I have nothing
to
do with that.
But if he left his stuff over a girl's house,
that has nothing to do with me.
That's kind of like you trying to get her caught up. Right?
I liked her more than I let on.
Of course.
Okay. So again, that was about you.
That was
not about her.
That was more about me. That was more about me.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck. She got more about nigga shit over.
But I do. I did have a whole.
That just makes.
Okay, so back to making love versus fucking. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we've been talking about fucking at this point.
Definitely. That's
fucking.
Making love is fucking too. You just fucking.
I mean, it is.
With.
It's just in a different capacity.
It's fucking the one you're in love with.
I disagree with that.
I disagree.
It is.
Making love is not fucking.
When I make love,
fucking is fucking.
Making love is fucking the one you're in love with.
I'll listen.
I feel like you can make love to somebody that doesn't necessarily.
If I don't love you, I ain't making love.
Can you make love to someone you don't love?
No, I feel like you can. I feel like you can. No, I feel like you can get
you
caught
can
up.
You can, because making love is not about sex.
Wait,
what was the statement?
So you can't compare making love to just fucking, because then that's not the same.
Because
you
I feel like it's same. About
you compare it to something else.
Chemistry at that point. It's not necessarily about the physical act. Like, your bodies just may respond differently to each other. Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily mean that you love this person.
Making love is actually...
That's physical chemistry.
Yeah, making love is sex.
Too.
Intimacy is cuddling and that chemistry with...
It doesn't have to be...
Without physical intercourse. You know what I'm saying? That's intimacy. Making love is really physical contact. That's making love is really when you
she
when
like
you actually having sex with somebody.
She like her cheeks beat. She don't know what it
is. I don't know why I'm entertaining her, bro. Like, I'm so entertaining her, man. It's crazy. Y'all know that.
She looking at us like, I don't do that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Do that, none of that fuck shit.
But I feel like
that's
it's
my nigga for real.
It's crazy.
You are a light skinned him.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't try.
Yeah, yeah.
We the best motherfucking people you can be with. Like, really?
Nah, y'all are real, but y'all
this is
niggas.
What I would say. When I'm in, I'm all the way in.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
All the way.
All the way like, in. Like, dead ass. Right.
When's the last time
bone marrow.
When's the last time?
Bone marrow.
When's the last time? When's the last time you all...
I ain't never heard this bone
medical field. She got all them terms. Bone marrow, ligaments.
Hey, bitch,
like
plasma.
Ligaments.
I came through and gave it the dick, bro.
When's the last time you all the way in?
When was me? Were you talking about me?
Yeah, I asked you. When's the last time you was all the way in?
What's all the way
next
in?
Question. Next question.
What do you mean all the way in?
She said over a year. She don't remember the date. It's been too long.
Yeah, I was all the way in a year and 2 months ago.
Did you make love with that person?
She no.
What? Lying, bro. Like, that's why she's
lying.
She's
lying.
I
swear
she's
lying, bro.
She lying, bro.
She's lying, bro.
You chasing your wine cooler with water?
Oh,
that's how you know she lying. She doing bullshit. You know she lying. She doing all types of weird shit.
Not
what?
Weird, bro.
She
chasing
her
wine cooler.
In case you listening, you know I was. Because he be listening. I was. For real. I was in. When I, do you think I was
yeah,
in?
But it wasn't over a year ago.
Yes, it was.
From the outside looking in, I would say
it was.
I feel like you gave it a fair
January.
Shot.
You are
loyal. And I don't give shit fair shots. Like, I don't. So I
you
gave it a fair shot.
You are loyal to that motherfucker, but you lying too.
No, that is.
That's a nosy motherfucker.
Like, who what?
Because we've been in shit over an hour.
And he listening?
And he a hood nigga. And he listening?
No, I don't know if he listening. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I mean, he
too.
Be telling me he
listening. Hey,
listen,
hood dudes listen to podcasts.
He ain't a hood dude. Is he a hood dude?
Listen, man. First of all, when we start talking about, and you talking about tooting it, I would have turned that shit. Okay.
Listen, first of all.
No, but you would have had to got 45
listen,
minutes.
Listen. Wait, where did you get
mad.
Listen,
ass
you can't listen to him.
Facts.
You can't listen to him. He wasn't even a hood dude.
Who?
Like, I stepped outside of
yeah,
the
you should continue
yeah, and,
to do that.
Ooh,
and it was
ooh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And yeah, he was cool. Like we was good.
Him?
No, we was good.
You sneaky.
You talking about the same dude
homie.
You mentioned before?
Huh?
Talking about the same dude you mentioned before?
Yeah, that's my homie. And you know what I'm saying? Homie, we was homies. We kicked shit. And
he was crying after y'all do it.
Oh, that's a good question. Y'all ever cry? After
you ever cry?
Sex?
You bet not.
You know, you know what?
You ever
it?
Cry?
She never
after
cried.
Sex?
You ever
cry?
And yeah.
After, no.
During, yes.
You cried during?
Yeah.
For real?
I've had.
Oh, my God.
Cry?
So dope.
I know, right?
Wait,
that's amazing
wait,
for
up.
Me, right?
Wow. Wait, hold on. There's two types. Dude.
You have tears?
Was it,
I do.
Was it like tears of joy? Or like,
wait, that's
like
not
shit.
It's like
pushed
over.
To the side.
I've had one
of those. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Was crying for pleasure?
Was a nigga hitting?
It's like an over, like, I'm a very emotional person.
Okay,
regardless of how I may come off.
I'm not emotional.
I just tend to bottle my emotions. But, like, it's like I'll get to these points where you have, like, an emotional release.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like a real spiritual hippie.
I
know y'all. I don't know if y'all believe in like Reiki and like
so
stuff like that, like energy release.
You say what?
Reiki.
What's Reiki?
Google it. So
I'm not going to Google it.
It's
like energy,
explain.
Right?
It's
like
sorry.
Energy, right?
Yes,
okay.
It's like transference of energies and shit. Transference of energies and shit like that. So I have
you.
A tendency to get overwhelmed with. Like
emotion.
Because
okay.
I don't express
oh,
how
wow,
I feel
that's dope.
Often.
But like when we
so like if I'm deeply connected to somebody You know what?
Yo, y'all.
So let me get it out.
So irritating. God
damn.
She's so irritating.
I'm just like, wow.
And she's like, all right.
I can't believe that they tried.
Honestly,
like, get back to the club.
Honestly, knowing you, I'm surprised you cried too.
Not just her. No, I've never heard of that. It's just overwhelming.
Really?
Never.
But why did you cry?
It wasn't containable. It wasn't something I got emotional.
It just happened.
Yeah.
Was he hitting that thing?
The guts would be rearranged.
Overwhelming emotion. It was a combination of physical feeling and emotional feeling.
What did niggas say to make me cry?
I get it.
The only thing niggas do after I have sex with them is send these bills.
He was up in the spleen.
Take a lot to make you cry.
You ever made somebody cry?
Stab you.
Yes.
You made somebody cry?
Yo!
What'd she say?
What'd you say to him as he was crying?
I didn't say nothing!
Get the fuck out, probably!
Wait, you made somebody cry about fucking? He was crying?
Damn. Alicia.
Yo, Alicia, if you ever made somebody cry,
you made somebody
what would you say?
Alicia. Okay, go ahead. Have you had a nigga cry over you?
Over me, but I haven't said.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. That's the pussy I don't want.
I didn't make you cry.
No, no, I'm talking about sex.
I'm talking about fucking.
No, not fucking. Never fucking.
I've never had a nigga cry, but the niggas used to send me videos after we fucked.
Okay, wait, damn it. If I'm saying tear, I don't know what that is.
That's it. I'd be like, what the fuck? And that's
some ladies out there that are listening. If y'all have pussy that'll make a nigga cry,
I don't want it. I'm good.
My Instagram is Louis_13.
Yo!
13.
Don't slap the table. They're not going to hear your handle.
Right.
Now say it again.
Yo, they're going to make you cry because you're sensitive.
If you got... But
right,
it
hurts
right,
your feelings.
But if you got... No. If you got a pussy that can hurt my feelings, I need that.
So
I need
like,
all
I
of that.
I just got a question. So, like, when you having sex, like, the girl cry, and then when you having sex, like, the man cry?
I don't know.
It's emotion. Because you don't feel that level of emotion. You don't allow yourself to feel that level of emotion. You don't know how to let go.
We just talked about this.
You got to be able to let go.
Let go what?
Let go of the emotion. Let it flow.
You got to just let it flow. Like, if you block it, you're not going to.
You would. You don't get emotional over pussy, but you might get emotional over
pussy. So, like, you're saying basically when you fuck it, you just got to be like,
oh,
let go. Like,
no.
Are you thinking about, like, somebody that died or something?
Yeah, bro.
Like, you start crying
in the moment.
I'm trying to figure it out.
I can't be balls deep, and I'm just like wiping my motherfucking eyes.
I don't.
Y'all are some soulless
like,
creatures.
I want to switch.
Y'all need therapy.
Y'all need to go sit in front of a therapist for 6 hours and just talk.
We need some of that
crap
pussy.
I need it.
I just said if you are a woman listening and you got pussy,
I haven't been getting the real shit.
I need cream of the crop pussy.
So wait, you was riding or he was hitting in front of that? Like, how did you know?
No,
we wasn't.
It don't happen
that.
Like that.
What
it don't happen like that.
That's what I mean. Like that's what I'm
that's
saying.
What we
like this is. Yeah, I mean, this is. You have to connect. Ooh. Like you got to be like face. This one. Like, saying. It only time happens time. Like when you. What?
So y'all both saying, right?
Hey, DJ has a very good question for your podcast.
What were you gonna say?
No, I want you to. I want you guys.
It's connection. Like you can't. I don't think you can cry with some random bitch you just fucking like, cause you're not gonna cry hitting it from the back. If you cry hitting it from the back, that's
right. I get that, but what
I'm
saying is like, so basically you're having sex with this person and then y'all just start.
Like emotion,
so
like
y'all
the
all
shit
together?
Out of emotion. Yes,
I can see Alicia. I can see Alicia now.
Before it happened.
No, like it's so cool to me. Like I never heard of it. So like, wait, it's happened how many times?
Yo, she wildin', yo.
Wait, what'd she say?
It happened more than one time. Like it is
with the same person.
Crybabies.
No. Yes, with the same person, but it's happened with two different people.
Oh no.
Okay.
And it's just like feelings and shit.
It's either niggas is hurting your insides or you hurting niggas feelings. I don't know what's going on.
Like I think I'm ugly when I cry. I don't want to be crying in front of
I'm ugly when I cry.
Ain't nobody saying you got a Kim K ugly cry.
You
know,
but how you can't control your cry.
You
control your cry?
How do you still be hard?
But
no, that's a cool cry.
That's
the cry when you do this shit.
Hey, y'all, anybody who's out there, hold on real quick. Anybody
that's sweating from
that was stressing. It was
so you know.
And you said, oh, he crying. No, bitch,
that's for sure.
Wait. All the break. break the narrative, fam. I know you guys are listening, and it's just been crazy. But if anybody's ever cried, please email us, because, like, I want to know.
And don't no fake cry stories. Like,
no, no, I'm sobbing cry. Like,
I've had sex with, girl, with the woman, she cried.
Right, but...
But me? No. Like,
he said no.
But you know what it is. No,
but really, if you have pussy that's making niggas cry, please hit us up.
No.
Please.
What?
I need that.
He's so hurt.
I need that.
Hit him up.
Keep that pussy.
I don't have pussy. I need all that.
Now hit me up.
I need all that.
Put my that shit in the freezer. All my DMs. Cool that bitch off.
No, I need the crying pussy.
That pussy needs to go back to the science lab.
I don't want to hear it. It needs to be white boy. I don't want to hear I ain't never had a white boy. I want to try it. Don't be in my DM. Do not. Jump in my DM at Ralston.
Right, he said be specific.
But
I really feel like it is. It's connection. You have to allow yourself to be that vulnerable with somebody.
Did y'all take
and
that?
I feel like men don't do that.
Hey, what if you're not a crier, though?
You don't have to be a crier. I'm not saying that you have to feel that level of emotion to cry. But you can still feel that same level of emotion without shedding tears.
So
how do you know if they're crying?
Nah, at least you
could you cry without tears?
No, but
that's not what I'm saying.
It's not official until you got some shit.
Not that vulnerable.
You can't call it crying.
I was
saying, ain't shit coming down. That's not crying.
This is how I cry.
No tears.
I've been that vulnerable with
bro. You really are soulless. You crying with no tears.
I've been that vulnerable without sex.
You heard Jay-Z? I gotta let the sun cry, money.
No, I said I've been that vulnerable with without sex, but like in the middle of me being the pussy down. Like, I just can't see myself just...
And that's what I'm...
But I feel like that's what a lot of people lack in their sex lives.
Is crying?
No!
Passion!
The passion.
Yes!
Nah, I don't think passion and crying is hand in hand.
Nobody says you have to cry every time. That's not what I'm saying. Let go of the tears.
But just because you don't cry, that's
too late.
It's too late.
Passion is a heightened sense of emotion.
Passion is emotional.
Yeah.
But every emotion doesn't make you cry. Yeah.
She just wishes this for everyone to be able to just.
I'm not trying to do it.
I'm not trying to
cry.
Wish that on us.
That crying shit is dead, yo.
I'm just saying.
Don't wish that on us.
No.
Just be crying.
You just feel like your head should be able to feel
I just feel like people don't allow themselves to really connect.
Yes. I just feel like if a nigga gonna make
that's what I'm saying.
Cuss him out like, what the fuck? Like, you made me fucking cry. Like, get the fuck out of me.
What, bro?
Like, she gonna be mad.
Yeah, I'll be mad if a nigga make me cry. Like,
yeah, don't do that.
Like, get the fuck what the fuck out. You do to me?
I'd be like, really, my nigga? Like that's what we
my eyes wet. What the fuck you do to me?
Right. I'll play that shit out. I will fucking run. He ain't gonna see me.
Yeah, bro, you'll never see me again.
Yo, I'm not crying.
I can't believe y'all really stuck on
me. I might be emotional.
That's
I've never heard a woman cry. She has now taken you to a different level.
I've never heard a woman or a man cry, but it don't even have to be that.
Like, you don't.
I don't want that shit.
I'll take it.
I don't want that.
I just feel like beating the fucking back door down is not going to cause.
You can beat the front door too. You got to the front door.
I'm not talking to niggas no more. Cause y'all don't listen.
Y'all don't listen.
I'm about to go home and really think about
hold
it.
Hold up.
Nah.
Hold up. When you say back door, you mean just from the back, right?
Oh, my God.
Nothing.
All right, y'all.
We're going to get some clarity on that.
Yeah.
There might be some tears then.
Okay, that's where the tears come from.
That's where the tears are coming from.
Got you.
I'm not in the anal.
Yeah,
I'm done.
And I also think that
I'm so when done.
A man you got the Braxton figure.
And another thing, when a man
and another motherfucking
I'm done.
We got this butt play stuff. I don't know where it came from.
And I tell you,
we are in a cult.
Janae fucking Iko. That's where it came from.
The grocery shit.
Bro. The grocery shit. Too.
Kevin Gates said he eat ass. Everybody else talking about not to eat ass.
Kevin Gates also been in prison.
Yeah, but that don't mean shit.
It sure does.
Yo, Kevin Gates would shoot the shit out of you. You probably shouldn't say that.
That doesn't mean that he ain't
that doesn't mean that he ain't had ass in the prison.
Nah, he ain't no gay shit, I don't think.
don't know. Yo, man, I trust it.
It's suspect with him to me because when his lyrics, when he talking about his love for his nigga,
right,
and how he would share his wife with his nigga.
Well,
you put in too much
love.
Right, all right.
You would share your wife?
Future said it too.
Yes, dear.
What's your nigga?
And that's why Future has a very unsuccessful relationship.
So all right, last guys. Thing, before we go, since now we've talked about tears and all that, y'all can't let that shit go. We're going to move on. Because now y'all getting way off topic.
Let them have I like the tear topic. Was
you
got
to let it. You got to let it flow. You got to let the once the topic over, another one come up, you got to
let the tears flow. The topic. We talking about the topic. Not the tears.
Don't be telling people to suppress their emotions.
Do a poll.
Do a poll after this.
Do a poll of how many people cried during sex.
Yeah. We want
to read
this.
Not because they...
No, for research purposes.
I'm talking about emotional crying. Not like, oh my God, he's killing me.
Oh my God, he's killing me is a that's a common
normal.
Cry.
That's
you should keep, you need to have it separate for the man and the woman too, because I need to know what niggas can cry.
If a nigga tear your shit up, you might be in some pain.
Nah, we're on the same page.
But you ain't crying.
What do you mean you crying?
You take that shit like a G. You don't cry.
Like crying. You don't cry.
You don't cry.
Nah, they be crying.
Definitely be crying.
You be crying.
Ooh, I mean, like, it may hurt.
It's a moan cry.
It may hurt, but
hold
up.
But you take that shit. You don't cry.
It's a moan cry.
Certain women, they come a lot.
Yeah,
they keep coming.
Some women
come multiple times.
But it's usually that.
And it's unusual.
They get surprised that it's happening. So it's one of them.
I got you.
That shit don't happen every day.
It's probably not going to happen to someone you constantly with.
Right.
It's like when you step out real
quick.
It's
that element of surprise.
Bring that elephant to the bedroom.
Not the elephant.
I'm a loud cum.
Anyway.
Out of nowhere, bro. Give me the whole podcast,
yo. He knew he got one.
Okay, so last question.
My son saw he was backed up, huh? You let it out. You good?
Yo, you just try to hold it in. I let it out.
I'm just trying to be as silent as possible.
Yo, you should get off too.
I be like, me too.
But, yeah, what y'all been doing?
You be silent?
I'm trying not to make no noise.
I try not to make no noise.
I'm not about to tell
you. What, when a nigga silent? Yes, nigga, do not be silent. I was set your ass.
We're not having this conversation.
Like, do not be silent.
I did it with one nigga that was silent forever. He's in my friend's arm. I'm silent. No,
like, my thing is, why be silent? Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
You can come more too when a nigga
gets orgasm.
You can come more
like
orgasm when a nigga.
I like to talk. How was your day?
Oh, fuck no.
Is that good? Your day, was it good? Like, what?
Oh, hell.
We're not having a regular.
I told my fiance this. I'm hitting it right. I was like, this nigga having small talk.
All day at work? She was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. You like this dick? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Casual conversation.
Casual conversation. I was like, you're supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be doing that. Thinking about his dick all day at work. Thinking about his dick all day at work. You're supposed to be working. You ain't working? She's like, no. I was like, you ain't working.
What is happening right now? What is happening? What the fuck is going on?
So weak.
You're supposed to be.
Oh, what is shit. Happening?
You're supposed to be doing that.
Yo, get on your Instagram, yo.
Roster_
Yo,
down five. One half of the down five podcast. I'm wild like this all the time. Go
that's
check
my
it out.
Dog.
I'm hot.
What's the last
I'm
topic?
I'm fucking
sweating. What's right? The last goddamn topic?
Okay, so the last topic is.
I love you, baby. I'm sorry. I told you I wouldn't do this, but I'm sorry. I love
you. Know what happens when I stay late?
She gonna be like, you ain't
getting
no motherfucking pussy.
For a while.
She gonna whoop your
she
ass.
She cussed me out every time I do.
Well, she at home or she working?
She at home. She gonna cuss me out. I'm used to it.
So.
Okay.
We've been trying to get back on topic for a minute.
Man, listen.
The last topic.
I don't even know at this point.
For those of you that are in relationships or have been in relationships or for yourself.
Next topic.
Do you know what your love language is?
Yes.
Or do you know what your partner's love language is?
Yeah.
And by love language, you mean?
The five love
languages. The five love
There's
languages.
Five of them.
And what's those five?
Let's run down the list.
Run that shit because I don't
know. They are
words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Give a quick definition.
And by quality.
So words of affirmation is like you're a person that needs to verbally hear, I love you, or I appreciate that you did this for me. Thank you. You need those words, right?
Mine's acts of service.
Next is quality time.
Quality time. So exactly okay. what it says.
Receiving gifts.
Like pussy.
No. Pussy is
no,
not
like
a
when
gift.
You show somebody.
Thank you.
It's hot as shit.
The next is the next is acts of service.
Balls
acts of service in mine.
Is that like or?
So like doing stuff like you want people to do things for you like.
Okay, keep going. I get it.
And then physical touch.
All of them.
Right. But it can't be all.
But one.
Why it can't be all of
no,
them?
No, there's got to be one. Damn, that stands out.
There's one that stands out.
Too hard to please,
sex.
Bro.
So physical touch.
Bro, you flexing, bro.
What?
Like, sex is your affirmation?
Yo, I can't be in a relationship. I know sex.
No, no,
you smoking.
You don't need anything. She
no, it's physical
fuck.
Touch then.
I'm just saying, if I had to pick out of the five,
that's the most
I better be fucking.
So it's physical touch.
The fuck? Right, I'm not about to
tell you. Okay, so no, ask it. Pose the question.
Are we not on the same page then?
Right, hold on,
no.
Hold on.
I got to get out of here, yo.
Listen.
I'm trying to
turn. Pose the question like this. Do you feel like somebody doesn't love you if there's an absence of physical intimacy?
Yes.
Facts.
Yes.
So then that's your love language.
Right.
But I need the other ones too.
I need words of affirmation.
I need all that. Why
so you
gotta have one?
I need because most people are dominant. Like you can take a quiz and all that shit if you ain't gonna do that. You ain't gonna do that. But it'll tell you what it is.
I'm telling you.
But it'll tell you which one is dominant.
Okay.
No, not even because you like doing everything for
well,
yourself.
You feel like no.
Listen, tell him, please.
You on timeout.
What's your love like?
I prefer action. Like you can say shit all day.
So acts of service. Yeah. Acts of service. I need
say,
to see
you
it.
Can tell me you love me and all that shit, but if your action don't match your words, then that shit.
I agree with that.
Shit,
I don't believe
what's
half
the affirmation.
What say.
I don't need gifts.
Mine's active service.
I'm not super affectionate, but I do need some. But I'd say words of affirmation be number one. Like I just need you. I need to know you in this. Like I'm gonna ask you. Like is everything good with us? Like if I see something off, I'm like, you still in this? We rocking?
You're a communicator.
And yes, a lot of people will associate
when I'm dating, she's a
communicator.
Acts
of service. Like do shit. Like let me know. That's how I know. Like if you really in this or not. Like do things for me that I'm either not gonna do for myself or be thoughtful about the things that you do for me. Like that makes
remember
me feel like
shit.
You care.
Oh my god.
His ass is hit the fuck down.
Look, people say whatever the fuck they want. You know what I'm saying, but. They can show you. They can say one thing.
I feel like I'm borderline.
Show me better than you can
I'm acts of service and gifts.
So we have a lot of women are gifts.
Receiving gifts, really?
So I don't care about no.
I like it. Like if you surprise me with a gift and it's something that I either wouldn't buy
for
myself
or
that I've been thinking about.
I know someone doesn't love me if there's no acts of service. But I also am the type of person that needs to have words of affirmation. So like in some instances, it's good to sometimes you. As your woman telling you, you know, I really appreciate you. I really value you.
But I also feel what he said. I like affection as well. You know what I'm saying?
See, I don't.
Me either. And I'm not an affectionate
person.
So that's why it's good to know your partner's love language because I'm very nonchalant. I don't give a fuck. I can not touch you. I'm not holding your hand.
Yeah,
I don't want you all up under me all the time. But
I hate the cuddle.
But you can do things for me, and that's cool.
It's a difference between fucking and then saying physical touch
and like holding hands.
Like that's what we're
PDA.
Talking about. You want to cuddle?
Talking
you
about PDA.
But that's not one thing.
That's not a love language.
We just asked you what's your.
See, listen, man.
Fucking is not a love language.
I'm just saying. Like you talking about something that is like a deal breaker, right?
No,
like,
it's just
what
how
do
you communicate.
A love language is how you express
what do you
and how you receive love.
Yeah, like what do you want your girl to bring to the table as far as
all that
her?
Shit.
But what is your number
like said,
one?
Yeah,
what is your number one?
If you had
to
put
really
in order,
it
will be the.
I never understood the gift thing.
I already said it.
About.
His is affection. He already said it. You want to fuck? It's affection.
Like I said, for me, it's gift. Buy me something that I wouldn't buy for myself.
But that's I always idea. Buy everything for myself. So I really don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah. I don't give a shit about it.
Because I like to... I don't want to receive something that don't like this.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, the things that I want, the things that I want, I always get for myself anyway. That's why, like... People ask me what you want for your birthday, what you want for Christmas. I never have an answer.
But I feel like
I never have an answer.
For me, I think it's the thought behind the gift. Like, it's not necessarily the gift itself, but it's just the knowing that you pay attention. So if I say, oh, I like this, and we out somewhere, and then you surprise me with it as a gift, that means you pay attention. That means something to me.
Yeah.
I tell you the coolest shit that a woman has ever done for me that has, and it had nothing to do with any of that. I was dating someone. I was working at the theater when I became a supervisor. I started dating a woman that worked at the theater, was also a supervisor. She knew that my job was.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Oh. So we'll talk about mine. But she knew that my job was to order the shit that goes to concession because I was a food and beverage supervisor. So I came into work and she was off that day. But she left a sticky note reminding me of the shit that I needed to order to make sure that I got it in on time. That's an act of service, and that was a thoughtful thing to do.
It was.
That's the type of shit that I feel like I need to have that if I'm with a woman. A woman that's thoughtful, that does shit like that for you, reminds you, hey, I know last week you said that you needed some fucking razors. You need deodorant or whatever. And
right.
You got deodorant and shit. Like, that's to me, I like shit like that.
Acts of service, yes. Putting my damn clothes in the dryer when I fall asleep and forget. That's an act of service.
That is a real act of love.
That's dope.
Because niggas don't
do that. Yeah, but that's a necessity, though? Right?
No, it's not saying it's a necessity, but that's how you express love.
Like, I live out the hamper.
True, but so. I'm not understanding, like... Oh, okay, I'm on time.
That's an express. It's an act, but it's an expression of love, is what it is. Like it's just
because you cared enough to think about me and the fact that I was going to be pissed.
Right. And something so little can be real significant. It's super significant.
But I'm saying all that shit. I can't really single shit out.
But some people
sex
do.
Have to happen.
This guy is wild. Bro. Yo, so basically, Box has to touch his woman.
Like, you can work on getting me shit or vice versa, or you can work on the other little shit. But if we not having sex, that's going to be the deal breaker. Like, look, yo, bad enough you ain't doing this and that. We ain't fucking.
All right, let me say this. Wait, all jokes aside.
So what's your
jokes? All jokes aside, yeah, I joke a lot.
I need to fuck.
I say a lot of funny stuff, but I only need sex twice a week. I don't need sex like that. I don't understand.
Because everybody's like, not wired that way.
There are people that are not even getting sex twice a week.
I mean, I haven't had sex in a whole year. It's about sex
at work.
I guess it's a difference, man. I think about
so you be capping, you just be thinking.
It's
about
not
it.
A necessity.
Or you build your shit up. That's why you're nuts strong as fuck. You be thinking about that shit all fucking week. Us. And then, fucking Goku or some shit.
we're not doing this again.
He got to put the performance on. Man, after the build up.
I get it.
We're not doing this again.
Super Saiyan in the pussy.
Well, all right,
y'all.
I said too. I'm in trouble.
I feel like that was, y'all gonna get this man in trouble.
He already said he got himself
in trouble.
Hey,
he's performing up there.
He offered the info.
Man,
right.
I love you, babe.
It's just a little jokey joke.
After
you say something wild, just look at the camera, and be like, "I love you, babe," and then you good.
Yeah, I love you, baby. It was all jokes.
How many people still?
She know I be. I don't know. I
there's
like,
only one.
She
that's high ass.
That's why she's staying up. She got work in the morning. She like
watching the screen like this.
So I'm gonna call the show.
But this is a podcast. We just having fun.
And this shit is uncensored. Our whole audience knows how to
talk. You know, I joke a lot.
I'm already saying
this.
Say that
shit. And remember, you said, "Hold on, let me fast forward." You said this shit.
I have records.
Okay, so to sum everything up, to come to close this episode. So this is
in closing.
So in closing, would y'all say that Valentine's Day is overrated?
Hell yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Okay, and yes, that you should treat your girl like it's Valentine's Day every day.
No.
Every day, bro.
No. The fuck?
100%.
I was trying to say something mushy, but I didn't know what to say.
No, hey. No. First of all, the whole podcast hasn't been mushy. Don't bring it in at the end.
No, and why no? No, because
no, and why no?
No, because
that's said no and fuck no.
No, why no? Because first of all, that's a lot of fucking money to be doing having Valentine's Day every day. I that's agree. A lot of that's, fucking that's money.
But y'all ain't second, doing that. Remember, y'all kicking it at
saying,
the house.
She's saying do that every day.
Y'all kicking no, it at the house.
She's
said,
saying do it.
Yeah,
every
day. Just make no,
make her feel special every day.
She means make her feel special every day.
What did I say? Because I don't even know.
Well, all right, y'all. All right,
so we ending it like this, y'all. Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Hold up, bitch. No, you don't know now, nigga. Gotta represent like.